Good morning and happy Independence Day. Welcome to the morning news for today, Friday, October 28th, 2016. I'm your presenter, Richie Farrell, and here are the headlines. UWP leader Lennox Linton notes the absence of opposition members from independence events. Turks and Caicos elections called for December 5th. And world's largest marine protected area declared in Antarctica. The news is brought to you compliments Rudolph Thomas Enterprise. The details of these and more stories after this.
Rudolph Thomas Enterprise in Portsmouth, your suppliers of building materials and hardware products. Over 20 years experience in the business. Rudolph Thomas has lumber and plywood, Portland and tile cement, steel rods, galvanized and fence pipe. And Rudolph Thomas can meet all your wire needs. Galvanized roofing sheets, doors, windows, toilet sets, face basins and bidets. PVC piping, fittings and lattice. Check out Rudolph Thomas for ceramic and vinyl floor and wall tiles, nails, nuts and bolts, paint and painting supplies. And check out their line of electrical and hand tools. And Rudolph Thomas is your one-stop shop for hard-to-find items like fiberglass mat and fiberglass resin and welding rods. Go now to Rudolph Thomas on 1240 Bay Street in Portsmouth.
Welcome back to news this morning. As Dominica celebrates 38 years of independence under the theme Strengthening Our Commitment to Nation Building, opposition leader Lennox Linton says there has been an obvious absence of the parliamentary opposition from events being held in observance of Dominica's independence. Speaking at a meeting with returning Dominicans yesterday, Linton said the parliamentary opposition has not been invited to speak at any of these state events.
We are in the independence season. We are going through a number of events that you consider to be state events. You know, there is not one single one of those events where the parliamentary opposition has been invited to say a single word. It's all Labour Party politics. It's all the pageantry of Labour Party politics. And people like you in the media need to get to the point where you start looking at those things critically and asking the government, hello, this is not your Labour Party event. This is a state event. Where is the parliamentary opposition representation in this?
These are the statements of opposition leader Lennox Linton. In more news, Dominica's Lady of Song, Ophelia Olivachi Marie, believes she contributed to the confidence needed to execute the World Creole Music Festival. She stated on Q95 FM radio that she and her husband, economist McCarthy Marie, contributed significantly to the development of the WCMF. Olivachi Marie, over the years, has been an important staple of the festival.
I believe that I contributed to the confidence that we have and that we had 20 years ago to say we can have our festival. And at first they were talking about a cadence festival, and then it worked into being, well, maybe a French music festival, and then eventually it became a music festival, and then they put the world in front of it and it became World Creole Music Festival. I think Mark was the one, and don't vex with me if I say that. Mark Marie, my husband manager, was the one who recommended that name, World Creole Music Festival. Mark, thanks for that.
And that was Dominica's Lady of Song, Ophelia Marie. Meantime, it appears that a move is now being made by government to regulate the tourism industry here in Dominica. A bill to amend the Tourism Regulation and Standards Act of 2005 was brought before Parliament this week. This as concerns are being expressed over the quality of service being offered within the industry. The proposed amendments were presented by Tourism Minister Robert Tong.
We propose to amend sections 6 to 9 of the Parent Act to simplify the enforcement of the standards developed under the Act, as well as the conditions that are attached to the licenses of tourism service providers. Amendments to section 10 and 12, which would be to authorize the Quality Assurance Unit not only to issue non-compliance notices to tourist service providers, but to also issue notices in the Gazette relating to the training and certification that is required for obtaining licenses as tourist service providers, as well for the renewal of such licenses. To strengthen the provision respecting the power of entry by the quality assurance officers and to legislatively ensure that they may receive assistance from the police when exercising such power. To establish practical, thorough, and implementable procedures for dealing with persons who continue to offer a tourism service after the expiration of his or her license, as well as improving the process by which the unit deals with a licensee who has violated any condition of his or her license or is in breach of or not complying with any standards developed under law. Amendments are also proposed to Section 17, 20, and 21 of the Act, which are to improve the wording of the provision respecting the issuance, refusal, renewal, suspension, revocation, and reinstatement of licenses. Sections 20, 24, 26, and 35 are also being amended to greatly augment the provision respecting to offenses and penalties, as well as to simplify the procedure for enforcing the law in court.
You've just heard statements from Tourism Minister Robert Tong. In more news this morning, Chairman of the Laplane Disaster Preparedness Committee, Jason Fountain, has accused Prime Minister Roosevelt Skerrett of disrespecting the people of Laplane. Recently, the Prime Minister left Education Minister and Laplane MP Peter Sejar as acting Prime Minister during his absence from the state. Shortly after, Mr. Sejar allegedly detained and beat three farmers for allegedly stealing produce from his farm. According to Mr. Fountain, ever since the alleged act took place, his investigations have indicated that majority of the people in the Laplane constituency are no longer in support of Mr. Sejar as their representative.
That Prime Minister went into the House of Assembly trying to embarrass Lennox Linton into the House of Assembly, and then he's talking about the leadership and who wants to be the leader of this country. I think the Prime Minister is more looking like a wrong leader for us in Dominica than Lennox is, because you cannot tell me you have your good senses in your head. You know a man commit allegedly a crime beating up three people of Laplane, and you're putting him as acting Prime Minister in Dominica. I mean, come on now. This is totally ridiculous on behalf of his party or whatever. You cannot tell me you have senses in your head to put a man acting Prime Minister. What are you telling the Laplane people? That you're continuing to disrespect us. You are sending a clear message to the Laplane people that you don't care about us. You do not care about what happened in Laplane. And you're putting the man from Laplane as acting Prime Minister? Shame on you, Mr. Prime Minister. Shame on you, because you are disrespecting the Laplane people once again.
You've just heard statements from Chairman of the Laplane Disaster Preparedness Committee, Jason Fountain. Meanwhile, opposition leader Lennox Linton has accused House Speaker Mrs. Alix Boyd-Knight of compromising the integrity of the House of Assembly by her actions. He says upon her appointment to the position of House Speaker in 2000, she was required to be unbiased and fair, but over the last 17 years, she failed to carry out her duties in a manner that ensures the effective conduct of parliamentary proceedings and thereby undermining the integrity of the House. Linton also claimed that the House Speaker seems to carry an unrelenting torch of contempt and disrespect for the parliamentary opposition.
She was simply asked to be fair and to be balanced and to ensure that all ideas contend in the interest of having a parliament that makes a difference for the Commonwealth of Dominica. What has she done? She has refused, or you can say she has failed, to conduct the affairs of the parliament in an efficient, effective, and an honorable manner that facilitates fair, balanced contributions from members of the parliament in the context of the oversight, the representational and legislative responsibilities they have. And the conduct of this lady in the chair for almost 17 years has been systematically undermining the integrity of parliamentary democracy in Dominica through a lack of objectivity, a lack of fairness and professionalism, a disregard for the truth, a disregard for what is righteous and just.
In more news, a 9-member jury made up of 3 men and 6 women unanimously found Mathis Alson Woodman guilty of rape, incest, and indecent assault on his sister on the 26th of October 2016. That decision was handed down at the court in Roseau. Woodman maintained his innocence throughout the trial and spoke in his own defense on the witness stand. He denied all the charges, but the jury did not believe him. Woodman was remanded at the state prison and will be sentenced in November following a social inquiry report. The state was represented by Shoma Dairampo, and the team of prosecutors was led by Keith Scotland. Kodwani Williams and Wayne Nord represented Woodman. In more news in the region, on Thursday, Turks and Caicos Islands TCI Premier Dr. Rufus Edwin adjourned the House of Assembly after outlining his government's achievements and announcing that general elections will take place on Monday, December 5, 2016. According to Ewing's ruling, Progressive National Party, PNP, our Vision 2020 will be in your hands on Progress Day, Monday, 5th December 2016. The announcement comes as no great surprise, since the local parliament would have been automatically dissolved on November 28th, pursuant to the government's four-year maximum term as set out in the constitution. And delegates from 24 countries and the European Union have agreed that the Ross Sea Antarctica will become the world's largest marine protected area, some 1.57 million square kilometers, that's 600,000 square miles of the Southern Ocean, will gain protection from fishing for 35 years. Environmentalists have welcomed the move to protect what's said to be the Earth's most pristine marine ecosystem. They believe it will be first of many such zones in international waters. Now for your weather report. Valid from 6 a.m. on Friday, today, October 28, 2016. Synopsis: weak, unstable conditions are affecting the area. Forecast for today and tonight: fair to partly cloudy with a few scattered showers, mainly during the afternoon. Wind east-northeasterly to east-southeasterly at 10 to 20 kilometers. Sea conditions will be slight to moderate in open water. Waves peaking to 1 to 1.5 meters or 3 to 5 feet. Warning, sunrise, well, there are no warnings. Sunrise will be at 6 a.m. and sunset will be at 5:38 p.m. Low tide at 8:50 a.m. and 9:27 p.m. and high tide at 3 a.m. and 2:58 p.m. And that's the morning news, but first a recap of our headlines. UWP leader Lennox Linton notes the absence of opposition members from independence events. Turks and Caicos elections called for December 5th and world's largest marine protected area declared in Antarctica. The news was brought to you through the very kind compliments of Rudolph Thomas Enterprise. Remember, if you've missed any of our newscasts, you can always log on to our website. It's www.q95da.com to view the stories, or you can click on the podcast icon to listen to the various packages. Also, for any breaking story or latest development, send us your iReports via text or WhatsApp message to 615-1426 or 276-2147. On behalf of the entire news team here at Q95, I've been your presenter, Richie Farrell, wishing you a very pleasant morning.